Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven, because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me,
because you died and rose again.
Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's
true. It's my joy to honor you.
And all I do,
I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted.
You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, will die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned, I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I honor you. Einar Wiltzer Schanden, Thou har Gottes Harf, Schalt ich
sein,
Der zu Schanden war, Nein, ist dann möglich, Du getreuer Ohr, Eher fällt der Himmel, Ewig dein Wort. Du hast so gesagt, Wer da bittet nimmt, Wer das sucht, soll finden, Was in Gott bestimmt. Wer in festen Glauben mutig klopfen an, den wird ohne Zweifel endlich aufgetan. Nun so will ich sagen, Herr, auf dein Gebot, alle meine Sorgen, deine fremde Not, all mein heimlich Grämen, alles, was mich quält, Der ans Herz zu legen, der die Tränen still. Du bist mein Erbarmer und mein treuster Freund. Meines Lebens Sonne, der mir lacht und scheint. Auch in Finsternächten und durch dures Tal. Mir in Nebel leicht und schön des Flammens nah. I will meet you in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. So be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late. I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. Glory, linger near the eastern gate, for I'm coming in the morning, so you'll not have long to wait. I will meet you just inside eastern gate. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Oh, the joy of that glad meeting, with the sounds before us wait. He'll be with us at the meeting, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Keep your limbs all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watching wait. He'll be with us in the morning, just inside Eastern Gate. I will meet you, I will meet you, just inside Eastern Gate over there. I will meet you, I will meet you, I will meet you in the morning over there. Until you know that loving hand that reaches out to fallen man and picks him up above the plant where he is strong. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. Until you know that loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plain where he has trod. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. Until you know that loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plain where he is from. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know that loving Him. When I look around and see all the good things God does for me, I know I'm not worthy of them all. For His pleasure He truly gives, I owe my life to Him, because I got so much to thank Him for. And I got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise God for. You see, He has been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I got so much to thank Him for. Sometimes while I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh please let me kneel once more, 'cause I've got so much to thank Him for. And I got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise God for. You see, He has been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Sometimes while I'm on my way, I'll stop, I'll kneel and I'll say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven's shore, oh please let me kneel once more, 'cause I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise God for. You see, He has been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. You may ask me why I choose to live in this way, and you may wonder how I make it through the day. Well, I found the answer when I fell on my knees. I would rather live for Him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for Him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and to lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our wretches untold, than to live in this world and to lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I'd rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. In the beauty of the lily, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make us holy, let us die to make all free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Yeah, we keep singing His truth is marching on, but God, that's the core of everything. Mm-hmm. It's always marching on. See, you and I, we get it. It's a good thing to be able to say we're right. You know, there's not too many people can say we're right. But you and I can say from the depth of our soul that we are right. Mm-hmm. You can check us out. You can go backwards and forwards. You're going to find out at the end of the day that we're right, because we made the cut. We made the decision back in the day. It was a long time ago. Just want to read this here again. What makes us make sure that what makes us say we're right? Peter began to speak to him. Look, we've left everything to follow you. That's you and me. We have left everything. There came a day we just left everything behind because we had a desire and we had a passion. We wanted to know some things and we never found them out in that club that we were in. They would only tell us what fits their agenda. We were only told to but promote their program, you know. Mm-hmm. We were not told the truth. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Everybody's fighting for his own program, for his own agenda, and that's the club, that club that we were on. And they promote their garbage, no matter if it's right or wrong. But see, we've left all that behind. Peter began to speak to him. Look, we have left everything to follow you. And they were just following the Lord. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. There is no one who has left home, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields, for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, will not receive in this age 100 times as much homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, fields, all with persecution, and in the age of to come, eternal life. That's what you and I are at. That's why we can see we are right, because back in the day, we get step number one, we have forsaken everything. Now we can see we know we're right, and we can put it out there for people that want it. We're not going to give them a wrong steer. You can put your you can believe us or not, whatever you do, it'll take you to that glorious rapture, because we keep saying that's all that's left. You're not going to hear anybody tell you what we're telling people, because we're right, and the things we're saying is true. The things we're saying is right on cue, right on time, the timing, and it's all about the timing. It's all about moving forward with the truth. And we keep saying over and over again in the church age of Laodicea, God did send the prophet. Behold, I'll send Elijah the prophet before the dreadful day of the Lord comes. And he's going to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. I used to read that back in the day, and I thought, well, the Lord's going to restore families. Well, it goes a lot deeper than restoring families. It goes a lot, like here in this end time, throughout the Dark Ages, we lost everything. Everything was lost and undone. And then the reformers came in, and here in this closing day of time, that spirit of Elijah came to turn us back to the final chapter, right exactly where it began, right at the early church. That's where that spirit of Elijah is going to lead us to. And at the end of his journey, at the end of his chapter, he said, water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the very first thing that Satan attacked back in that early church, before he took the church out into the Dark Ages. The first thing he did, he started attacking water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And before 325 AD, he had that thing so polluted that the Constantine, the Emperor of Rome, had to step in to settle all the argument, all these debates that the church had. That was the devil's plan to begin with. He brought in all these different opinions, and these antichrists, and everybody, this guy said it this way, this guy said it that way. Before you know it, they were up in arms. And see, that's what the prophet, the reformers came to do, to bring us from just coming out of the Dark Ages where everything was lost, to bring us back at three stages. Martin Luther, John Wesley, and then Brother Branham. And then Brother Branham, the final chapter, came when they had a meeting with all these preachers of the United States of America, which was the world power at that time, and they had a meeting down in Chicago. I can show you the message where he got them all together, and he had begged and pleaded with them to go back to the foundation, water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got the right. You and I, we have the truth. And that's why when I was in their kangaroo courts, and these Hutterites in their kangaroo courts, I told them that. I begged and I pleaded with them, at least go take a look at it, see if it's not so. I simply told them that your baptism is of the devil. And God sent a prophet. I still got the letter on our website, what I told them. They want me to deny it. They want me to recant that letter. Well, how can I recant the letter when I know it's the truth? See, you and I, we paid a hefty price for telling people the truth. That's why we can really say we are right and they are wrong. And they cannot debate and argue what we're saying here. Because you can take it back to Scripture and you're going to find out it's exactly 100% true. Just like the Bereans. They went to the Scripture. When Paul came in with a new message back in the day, they went to the Scripture. They found it to be exactly right. And that's what I challenge anybody. You go check us out with the Scriptures, and you're going to find the things we're saying, they're 100% true. Just because you've done believe if you made, just because he'd been brainwashed all these years, for 2,000 years, Satan has taken the church out and brainwashed them, out of the inhabitants of the earth. They've been made drunk with that wine of that brainwashing, with that wine of that religious fornication, that here in this end time, God sent us, and sent us that prophet to turn us back, and bring us out of that rubble, out of that deception. And here we are, we're just trying to beat, hold a line on the truth. And like I say, it's a joy to get up in the morning and or during the night to know that we're not giving people a wrong steer. Mm-hmm. Imagine having to answer to your conscience during the night when you wake up and you're, or even when you come to breathing your last, when you give people a wrong steer, you're not even sure whether you're coming or going. But we don't have to do that. We know that we're right. We're telling people the truth. We're telling people we're giving them a right steer because we begin exactly the way the scripture said. We have left everything to follow the Lord, to follow the truth. It's the word of truth, the hour that we're now living in. And that's what we're doing. We're telling people the truth, and you can lay your head on it. We're not going to tell you things that's not true. We're not going to tell you to join our club. We're going to tell you, if you accept this truth here, you're going to go out to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're not going to promote you to go to such and such a church and all that, because these churches are all corrupt. They've been infiltrated by Satan. We'll just tell you to come into this truth, come and partake of the waters of life freely. Everything is right there. Everything is so timely. The timing of everything is so perfect. Matthew 22, it now is on the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple. Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you've done for us, Lord, the assurance, Lord, that you've brought us from where you brought us from, Lord, and so many things you've done for us through time, Lord. But first of all, you give us the grace to have a starting point where you've got moved enough to have to forsake everything, Lord, just to follow truth, just to follow your word, Lord. That's all we ever wanted in life, was to find out who this great God is, like your word says, that is eternal life, that they may know him, that they may know Jesus Christ and him and who sent the Lord. And we found out there's gold nuggets in the scripture, and we just want to dig them out. We just found some things in your scripture, what you said is going to be eternal life. We realize, Lord, everybody wants eternal life, but they don't want to pay the price. They just want to join some club and thinking they're going to have eternal life. Your word has declared it is going to be eternal life, that they believe of them whom I will send. And we know, Lord, that you sent these seven angels. That's because that's the only thing you could trust. You could not trust a human being with telling the truth. You could not trust the Billy Grahams of this world and the John Hayes. You had to send these angels, and then these angels, they linked up with an earthly message, and that's what you're going to use, because then therein is eternal life, according to your word, Lord. We just give you thanks that you've given us the insight and the wisdom to understand that and to embrace it with a passion, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, and most of all, Lord, you'll give that increase that only you can do, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was thinking during the night how good it is to know you're right, you know, to can actually say we know that we are right. And this world of confusion, everybody thinks everybody's got a program, everybody thinks they're right, and like you see, the YouTube is full of these donkeys, like that Eli, whatever, Yoder or whatever his name is, that converted Amish guy, that he's out there, he's got YouTube videos, and he's got millions of people. I don't know how many people he's got following him on his Facebook and all that stuff. But he's not telling people the truth, because he doesn't have the truth. The truth of the matter is, for the church here to let us hear, that God did send a prophet. And then on the heels of him, he sent, actually what he did, he sent that angel, and then that angel, they linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham, and like I keep saying, in the church in the Laodicea, it's such a deceptive hour that God cannot afford to leave a gap in between. And as soon as Brother Branham went off the scene, right there, God already had a vessel writing, and that vessel was Raymond M. Jackson. Mm-hmm. And you see, just as soon as Brother Branham goes out to say, Satan is in there like a dirty shirt to bring in these phonies, these wannabes, and then what they're doing then, they insinuate, they leave the impression on people that they're the, like the Antibiscus of this world. They leave the impression that they're the successor to Brother Branham. It was that angel grabbed the vocal cord of Raymond M. Jackson, and that's what these wannabes, these Hildebrandts, he said it all time and time again, what the devil does. See, we have to go to the scriptures to find out how the devil operates. You could go back at the garden as soon as God had a perfect environment, had a perfect animal came. Everything was perfect, and here Satan sits back and he watches how he can mess up the picture. And he just took that serpent-like creature was Adam's servant. So they did Adam's work. That's why Adam had to once that serpent. Serpent was gone. That's why Adam had to go by the sweat of your brow. Now you're going to have to go and earn your work because your servant is gone. You messed up with him. And then you can go back and you can read it. Just as soon as every perfect environment, and here he comes in and messes up the whole picture and sends mankind into chaos. See, God does everything perfect. His laws are perfect. And you can go through biblical history. And that's what happened as soon as, you can go read it. Like you and I, we've been in the Bible all our lives. We went back and forth. We read the Bible over maybe 20 times already. Every year, we'd read the Bible over and over again. Till you get the drift of the thing. And when you keep reading it over and over, you get the drift of what the devil is about. You get the drift of what God is about. And you can see how Satan's, everything he does, everything, every time God does something, he's in there like a dirty shirt to mess up the picture. That's what he did. So he did it in the garden. And then when Seth had a son, and then Seth's son had children, down in the land of Eden, and then begin men to call on the name of the Lord. The children of Seth, they begin to call on the name of the Lord, and they were just living just like you and I are doing. We're just living in the name of the Lord. We're just having fellowship around the Word of God. That's what they lived like back in that early, back right after Seth, when Seth had children, like it says exactly what the Word says. Then begin men to call on the name of the Lord. And there for a short time, they were having a hallelujah time. They'd get up in the morning, and all they wanted to do with their neighbors, go talk about the things of the Lord. Because it says, then begin men. The sons of Seth, they were sons of, they were men. They begin then to call on the name of the Lord. That's what their main topic, their main conversation was. Guess what Satan does? He sends that filth down from the land of Nod, these daughters of Cain. Because Cain, he was from that wicked one. He was from that serpent. And he sends these daughters of Cain. They were all just interested in sex and filth. And before you know it, he had that whole land so polluted with filth and sex and every kind of horror that you can think about. And God had to destroy it in the days of it. And the days way back in the days of Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and he told them to go build a boat and an ark. You know the story, but see what Satan does. We keep reading the Bible, and we begin to see the footprints of Satan. Now, every time God will do something, he's in there like a dirty shirt, and so just to mess up the picture. And here it is in time. We've learned all that through history and through reading the Bible. And here he does the same thing when the early church, back in the day after Pentecost, he sends in these antichrists. He sees how they're all in harmony. There was nobody that had any elect. They were just living like you and I are. And were just happy. Nobody said that their goods were theirs, because they're the prime mode of what the Lord Jesus Christ, to work, to live for truth and for righteousness. That's where they're driving for. But Satan, he hates it when there's things going on, when everybody's happy. And like we listened to that guy yesterday, how he explained how the Democrats and how these these Antifas, how they come in because they're jealous. They can't stand when people are in harmony. They can't stand when they see a married couple walking down the street. They can't stand it when they see children playing on the playground. They come in and just like the devil, to mess up the pitch because they're jealous, and that's what the devil does. We see this tracks all throughout history. You can see exactly what he's doing it. What he's done, and then see, you and I, we step back and we see exactly what happened back in the early church, how Satan came in, and we see exactly what happened right after Martin Luther came on the scene and he put that Roman Catholic Church out of business. And here comes Satan, he is up to his old tricks again. He comes in to mess up the picture. The people back in the days of Martin Luther coming out of the Dark Ages, they were by the thousand. They were having a hallelujah time, just coming out of the religious bondage, out of Roman Catholicism. And here comes Satan again with the Jacobitos of today, with Andrea the Enterprise. We said it over again. But then we tell them exactly what happened. They think we're crazy because Jacobito, that's their Hutterites' idol. That's their, that's what they hold on to. That's only as far back as their garbage goes, back to Jakob Hutter, and all he was interested in to diffuse. Behind it, you see the spirit of Satan, to put the just shall live by faith out of commission. And it's the same thing that happened here in the age of Laodicea, and comes these Eddie Biscuits and these Hildegrants and all these very green, just to make sure that people stay with the impression in their head that they were the successor to Brother Brown. But they were. It was Brother Raymond M. Jackson. He carried on. That angel took the Raymond Jackson's vocal cord and he continued on with the program. And you and I, we found out about it. That's why you and I can say we are right and they are wrong. I don't care how many followers they have, like Eddie Biscuit. He, like I said the other day, if they were had to vote, who would be the successor to Brother Brennan? Eddie Biscuit would have got the most votes by him. By a big margin. But see, you and I, we step back and we see, the proof is in the pudding. We see that God used Raymond M. Jackson to continue on with the program. It's just that simple. And that's why you and I, we can say we're right and they are wrong, and the argument cannot be broke. The truth of the matter, you cannot mess with the truth, because what we're saying is true. That's why Pete said, I get up at night, it's just a joy to know that we're right and they're wrong. You cannot argue with the truth. That's him.
That's right. Brother Branham would say, like, these churches are really hybrids out there because they're not pure seed. Like, what God has restored here in Laodicea was the faith of the early church. That's that pure seed. And these churches out there are really hybrids. They're really nowhere, you know. When you will take a seed, like a tomato seed from the original seed, it will reproduce itself. And that's why God said every seed will reproduce itself after its own kind. Mm-hmm. But with a hybrid, you just never know what you get. And that's what you see all around the world today is you don't know what people believe. There is no unity because they themselves don't even know what they believe. They don't even know what the Word of God says. And that's why it's such a disaster out there because of that. But a true child of God will always go with the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? And that's why when you talk to people, that's how you can really see if this is a real child of God, because a real child of God will want the Word of God in its pure form, and they will not reject when you say the water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, you know, because that is the pure seed. That is not hybrid. That's what the early church had. And that's what happened in the garden. Like Cain, he was a hybrid seed. He was not a pure seed. He was from that serpent. And then, like you were saying, the sons of God, these, before the daughters of men came and infiltrated with the sons of God. The sons of God had a pure line going, a unity, because it was a pure seed from Adam and Eve. But the sons of the daughters of men, they were not. They were a mixture from that serpent. And once they started intermingling, then all seed became corrupted. Mm-hmm. All men became evil, and the intent of their heart was not right, and that's why the flood came. And you can see the same thing happened after the day, like the early church fathers fell asleep. There's developed this hybrid seed out there, that Trinity baptism was introduced to the human race, and that created divisions and all kinds of a seed that is not good. Mm-hmm. And you even to when the Reformation happened, God had a perfect plan to take the human race back to the faith of the early church. Mm-hmm. But they all went into that hybrid mode. The Lutherans, they organized, the Methodists organized, the Pentecostal organized, the Baptists organized, the Nazarenes, the Oneness, they all organized. And even when you see the Brenhamite movement, they didn't move on with God. They did not move on to Brother Jackson. Like you said, that Eddie Biscoll was there to take people astray, because the real pathway of that stream that was flowing was right to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And that's how the truth marches on. And anything outside of that produces a hybrid seed, because it's off the Word of God. That's what it produces. If you follow the Word of God, it's that pure seed that God had planted in the early church there, and that seed will produce after its own kind the real faith of the early church. And that's what God restored here in the end time. And that's what we are letting people know, that faith of the early church is the original seed, and that is the seed that God in the end will harvest and take into his kingdom.
Amen to that. The Bible says, they're not of God because they hear us not. You can go back. And when you and I, when we heard that God sent the prophet, we embraced it with a passion. We dropped everything like a hot potato. I had tons and tons of books and my place there. And I just got rid of these books because they were no value. Once I got the church age book, and once I came to the understanding God sent a prophet, I was not interested in no more churches. I was not interested in no more books, because I heard the truth and I embraced it with the passion, and I could not wait to tell it to people. The same thing, because it gives you joy unspeakable, full of glory. And then I told everybody that I knew, because I got to know a lot of people throughout my journey. Go through the Pentecostal system and the Mennonite system. I got to know a lot of preachers. And the first thing I did, once I found out God sent the prophet, I went back and I told everybody. I told the Hutterites that God sent the prophet. I told them that that church world out there is all of the devil. And if that Hutterite nation would be of God, if it would be a Christian nation, they would have embraced just like you and I did when we heard about the prophet. Amen. We dropped everything. You got rid of all your gospel books, and I got all rid of mine, because I didn't need nothing anymore. They were just hybrid books. That's all they were. They were just somebody's opinion, somebody's idea. That's all that these Bible schools and these Bible stores are all about. Just a hybrid garbage that has no value. Like I see, when I got the church age book and I found out God sent the prophet, I couldn't wait to tell everybody that I knew. And of course, they put me down simply because I told them the truth. Then I found out, because I went to church with these people and I told them about God sent the prophet, and they put me down. See, they rejected me, and as I moved on, I began to realize they're not of God because they hear us not. Like the Bible says, they're not of God because they have no value for the word of truth. And you and I, we love the truth. We heard about the truth. We embrace it with a passion. It's all we're doing now. As time went on, the Lord told us to start up his website. And this is going all around the world now to invite the people to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because it's the only thing that's left before all hell breaks loose, before there's going to be this slot where they'll end up in the sea of glass, and they're going to have to give their life or to get eternal life. Right now, all you got to do is accept the message for your day, and you can take it to the bank, because we read the scriptures. We see how Satan operates. You see how he can't even wait to pollute everything. And he's trying to come in here to pollute us. But see, we're on to him. We see him coming from a mile off. And before you know it, they come in here trying to divert us and trying to divide you and I, like the family. That's all their main team is now, to see if they can drive a wedge between you and I to try to stop God's program. That's what they did. That's what the devil did back in the Reformers. That's what he did back in that early church. He sent his Antichrist in. And Jesus said, those of your own household, they will be your biggest foes. And here, as soon as you and I got together, here comes the family trying to put a wedge in, because the devil's going to use them now to see if he can't divide you and I. That's exactly what he did back in the days of Martin Luther, back in the days of the early church, and that's what he's still trying to do, his old, dirty, rotten tricks. Just trying to come in with a different opinion and try to divide you and I to see if he can separate us, you and I, because God put this together, and we have, you and I, we're sober, we're vigilant. We can tell when they're coming here trying to divide us in a sleazy, slimy way. See, we're on to them. And they say, those of your own household will be your biggest foe. That's when the Lord did when he put me on that course. He said, give me your family, and I will look after things. In the meantime, I have some work for you to do. And if you interfere with your family, you'll be burned down and everything. Just give it to me. I'll take care of things, and I got this job for you. First of all, I want you to go up and expose that Hutterite spirit. Was driving that, what the driving force is behind it, and of course I did. I just went into their meetings. The Lord set it up, so I would tell them that thing is not of God, and your baptism is of the devil, and because they're not of God. If that system would be of God, they would embrace it with a passion, like you and I did. Mm-hmm. The proof's in the pudding, because they cannot hear truth, they cannot accept truth. All they got is religion, a form of godliness. And that's why when you tell them the truth, they'll run you out of town, and if the law of the land would allow it, they would burn us at the stake 10 times over again. But see, God will protect us. He's got a job for you and I to do, and the first thing he did, go up and expose the spirit that's behind that thing, and then he let us know. But all these cults, all these churches, they're just evolved into cults. Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. You can't trust them anymore, because Laodicea is spewed out. You can read it over in the book of Revelation. At the end of the day, end of this whole church monopoly thing, end of the day, he begs and pleads. He saw that mighty angel flying through the heavens saying, come out of her, my people, and if you don't come out of her, you're going to receive her plagues, because great is the God that judges. Because now that whole church world system has been infiltrated by Satan, by every hole and foul and hateful bird has infiltrated the church world. And it's just that simple. And see, that's why I say it's good to know that we're right. We're right and they're wrong, because we see what Satan, what his trickery is and what he does over the years. And he don't like us talking like that, because we're exposing him. We're exposing these churches out there. They've evolved into, not only cages, they've evolved into synagogues of Satan. That's all they are. And when we come along here and we talk like that, they think we're crazy, but we're telling people the truth. Just just take it to the scriptures and see if these things are not going to be so exactly right. Mm-hmm.
That's right, because, you know, it's the word of God, like that song said, more than houses and land or riches untold, you know. When we heard the truth of God's word, you know, we were willing to lose everything, because in the end, that's what's going to matter, is the word of God and how you line up with his word, because all the other is out there is deception. It's a lie, like that Trinity baptism and all those churches have their own creeds and their own dogmas. And if you don't abide by those standards, then you're not a Methodist, or you're not a Calvinist, or you're not a Lutheran, or you're not an Anglican, or you're not a Hutterite, or you're not an Amish. But it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with lining yourself up with the Word of God. That's why the first thing that people say when you ask them about church, or they're a Baptist, or they go to the St. Mary's Church, or they're an Anglican, and I say, well, okay, I tell them, you know what, let's put all that aside, and you go to the Word of God, the basics of the Word of God, what the Bible says, you know, and then, see, then they're lost, because they only know what they're being brainwashed into. And that's the sad part. That's why when very young, the Lord started dealing with me, and he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because if you don't, then those cults out there will mold you into their form and not unto the Word of God and in the perfect statue of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we want to attain, is the statue of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen to that. See, you and I, we're telling people the truth. The truth. And the last time, the deception will be of such magnitude. Jesus said it himself. The deception will be so great that it would even deceive the very elect, if it would be possible. Mm-hmm. That's what you see when you open up your eye and you try to, your spiritual eye, and you try to open face reality, you see a mass of deception. You see how these people are flocking to these churches. Did you hear about this movement? Did you hear about that movement? Mm-hmm. It's all just Satan's trickery. Once that thing doesn't work and it gets old, then he comes up with a new program. Oh, there's a big movement down in Kansas right now. All the young people, they're really flocking into the churches and things like that. But see, they're all heading out to destruction. They're all heading out because the deception is so great. Satan, like I say, he has taken over every aspect of society here in these closing days of time. But see, you and I, we're staying with the Word. We see the pattern. We see exactly what the book of Revelation said. Come out of her, my people. If you don't come out of her, you're going to partake of her sins and receive her plagues. Because, like I keep saying over and over again, Satan has infiltrated, and the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk with that wine of that religious fornication. He's got every hole plugged. That's why you and I, we can't even get our foot in the door anywhere. Mm-hmm. Because Satan has all these holes plugged, and he's just got the impression, people that know, he's got the impression that you and I are losers. And that's why they say it. The truth will be evil spoken of, and then we tell them the truth, and then what it is, it's evil spoken of, because the Bible says that's what's going to happen in the last days. And we got to fight every inch of the way. We can't even talk to anybody anymore because Satan has every hole plugged. It's a miracle when somebody listens to us for a while, but then they only listen to us for so and so long, and after a while, the devil gets them to chill out. It tells them lies about us and things like that, and before you know it, we don't hear them. We'd have tons of people listening to us at one time, but little by little, the devil works their mind, and they try to reason it out. Oh, these guys are shacking up, and these guys are doing this, that, and the other. That's what the devil does. And then he leaves the impression on people, just like Eddie Biskel left the impression that Brother Jackson was a blackbird. And no matter who you talk to, I talked to that John Stahl, talked to him about Raymond M. Jackson, Oh, he's a black bird. And he didn't even as much as look into it. I told it to that Lance LaRue, that assistant pastor up in that, at that Cloverdale Bible way. Oh, he said, I'm not going to take. I gave him some tapes of Brother Jackson. I'm not going to take him. He saw Brother Jackson's name on there. Because they were so brainwashed that Eddie Bishop did a good job of brainwashing the people against Freeman M. Jackson. And here all along, I was using Raven M. Jackson to go on with the truth, and they missed it all that. They were deprived of all of that. They were robbed of all of this understanding that you and I got through the ministry of Brother Raven M. Jackson. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing we can do. We can only just continue to walk on in truth and hold on to the things that have been firmly established. That's what the Lord told you after Brother Jackson went off the scene. Remember the things you've been taught. Hold on to the things that you've been taught. Remember what you believe and know why you believe it. And then if somebody else teaches contrary, from such withdraw. That's all we did. We had to withdraw from all these Fred Cormier, all these James Allens, all these Relifers, all these people. Now exactly what that dream was that the Lord gave me after Brother Jackson left. What they're going to do now, they're going to do everything they can to destroy everything that Brother Jackson ever taught. They're going to make minefields out of it. That when you analyze it, you step back. That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to make it say something that Brother Jackson's ever said. And that's the battle we're in. But see, we got the truth. You and I, we can put it out there, and the things we're saying is true. You can take it to the bank, and you can hang your hat on it. Because at the end of the day, it's going to stay true. Because we're sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. We made that cut right way back before God put us on that journey. We had to leave everything behind. We couldn't even take as much as a shoelace from them. It's just the way it is. You left your furniture there and everything, and you left with the clothes on your back. And that's the way I left, too. I think I had $10 to my name, and went to work for the neighbors. That's how I started. Lost everything, left everything behind, and went on into the Word of God. And then we've never had lack since, because it says, I'll give it back to you 100-fold. Houses and friends and sisters and brothers, everything he's going to repay us, and that's what he's doing. He's giving us contentment, peace of mind, joy unspeakable, and full of glory. And that's just a matter of the fact that we're just saying it exactly the way it is. And the things we're saying, they're 100% true. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We thank you, Lord, for another day of life. We pray, Lord, that will help us, Lord. Give us the grace to continue on with you and march on in truth, Lord, until that great appearance when you appear and we'll meet you in the air, Lord. We just pray, Lord, help us to be found faithful and true, Lord, to your word and to your ways. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.